When you're sharing your screen, it's at the top, just so you know. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hi, Beth. Good. Hello. I haven't seen you forever. Oh, so much.
Yeah. That sums it up, isn't it?
Yeah.
I hear you. So I don't know that I can see the chat guy when I'm sharing my screen. So that's going to be interesting. Okay. Can you see it on yours?
Yep.
Okay.
I opened it up.
Okay. So then you monitor chat and we'll go from there.
Just making sure I had this other information.
Well, we'll see how it goes. We'll see what happens. It's something new and different. Isn't that what we're all doing right now? Something new and different every day.
Every day.
New and different's overrated.
There's something true to that, my friend. How are you?
No.
Good to see you.
Seeing you.
Are you getting all your master's stuff done that you need to do?
Well, there's Charlie, Bill.
Taking my inventory.
Yeah. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
I'm going to close my window. Apparently, my neighbors are pretty loud today. I forget on the strip when you're sharing a screen, you can only see like three people. So then I was like, oh no, only four people are here. But okay, we'll just have the best meeting we can with four people.
You can grab the corner of that and expand it.
Yeah, that's true. That's okay. That's okay. Hi, Jen. Hi, Amy. I see familiar faces. This is fun. Jason, your yard looks nice behind you. Would you like to come work on mine?
You're just seeing the top of the trees.
Like I said, do you want to come see come work on mine?
That's all natural. That just grows.
Okay. All right. I hear you.
I like how David got the whole like radio DJ microphone set up there.
Every single meeting I join, that's one of the first things. I use it for like recording podcasts and or like reading. I read a novel to the students, so it helps me make better versions of it.
It's fancy. You're just really fancy. That's all there is to it. You're just
fancy. That's. I like the high life, you know.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Michelle, do you want us all to identify ourselves in the chat? Is that what people are doing?
Yes, please.
All right.
Okay. That way we know and people can go back, and it's supposed to be recording so that we can put this on the website. Hopefully I did that part right. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Alex is not hating social studies, so thanks.
Oh, praise Jesus.
Yeah, your class is the one he actually likes doing. Everything else, he's like, eh. But social studies, he's not sad about.
Yay, that makes me feel really good. I've been watching my niece and nephew for the last 2 weeks. Maggie! And it's been pretty darn nutty with schooling, so thank you for that feedback.
Yes, it's okay. We're getting it done, aren't we all? Well, I think we'll probably give people a few more minutes and then we'll move forward and kind of see what happens and see how many people arrive and see kind of what we're looking at.
Hi, Susie.
Hey, Tony's here.
Hey, Kevin. I like it. Hi, guys. Hi, everybody. See, the thing I get distracted in Zooms is I just want to see everybody's faces and say hi, and then I forget all that right. I'm actually supposed to do something productive, too.
Megan Baxter.
Tony's hey. Tony's in space.
There's Mary.
Yeah, you're allowed to have on a mask or have a beard.
Awesome.
Or a beard. Oh, they can't see you.
Well, we're definitely asking people to kind of check in with us and let us know their names and their schools and kind of take a look at what different levels we're looking at. If you know your area, we'd love to know that part too, so that we can kind of see which areas we need to go on and forth. Hopefully we'll have enough space. This one can host 100 people, but we looked into it. Guy looked into it, and you can upgrade to 500, which would be kind of fancy.
I did the character strong last week, and there were over 600 of us.
That's cool. You know, not many of us get to have 600 people on our island when we're doing our activities work. So to have 600 people on your island.
Yeah, it was fun, but it was different.
Sure.
Wow.
Sure. I don't know about you guys. I'm noticing more and more people want to come on to the activities island because it's something tangible that they can actually do. And so all of a sudden they're floating on a little bit more and it's like, okay, let's work together. This will be fun. So.
What is Activities Island?
It's what I call the island I work on by myself because I don't have a department. And so I call my activities, usually I call it the Island of Misfits because it's just me. But not often do I have very many people collaborating with or working with because I'm a department of one. So I call it my leadership island.
Okay.
But right now there's a lot of admin sitting on my leadership island.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why. There we go. So we'll give it a few more minutes. People are checking in and then we'll get started and we'll run about an hour on this. Maybe. We'll see. Might go 45 minutes. We'll see where we are with everything. Kind of gauge it. Since our first time out trying this, we'll see. I'm going to record it and then work with Michael to get it on the website and stuff. But Carrie, I don't know if you want to take, I don't know if you need minutes or, but I think feedback will be important to know too for moving forward. Mm-hmm. So.
I can do that. I can actually kind of do a transcript of what's in the chat as well. So
sure.
I can compile.
Yeah, Guy's going to keep track of questions. So if questions come up, and I don't see him because I've got the slideshow up, then I can't see the chat too. So he's going to keep track of that too. So we'll just kind of all work together to get this done the first time out.
So, you let me know what you need, Carrie.
Okay.
Carrie, yeah. I'm also taking notes. So
oh, great.
That'll give you another.
Thanks, team. So we'll give it another minute or two. See, I think we'll probably get started here. So welcome to Waka Wednesday. It's our first time trying this. The idea, we sent out the information a couple weeks ago and Nod did theirs. And as I was watching it, I just kept thinking, well, we could do this. Well, we could do this. Well, we could do this. And it just kind of kept percolating in my head. And so then in talking to the board the other day, it was like, well, let's try this and see how many people might want to show up and kind of get some ideas. The thoughts to go bi-weekly for the next couple of weeks, which would give us about 3 or 4 until the end of the school year. And as we don't know what next year looks like, the idea is to kind of keep going and see if this is a resource that we can use and how we can utilize it and what can we do to help people and connect people. It's not just for the high school level. It's going to be for all of our levels. We're going to work with our middle level folks as much as our high school folks to engage and be a part of this. We've all done lots of Zoom meetings. So as a reminder, it usually works best if everybody's on mute because there's feedback issues and background issues, especially with dinner time. So think about that as you're going through. Keep in mind, this is really about connecting and ideas. And so if you've got ideas, we'd love to hear them. It's kind of going to be a little bit of idea share. This is the first time out, so feedback's going to be important too. I always look at feedback as either reinforcement or improvement. So if you've got either of those is how we could do a better job, or what did we do well? We did for the timeline, I think advertising went out pretty well. Jamie put it on Instagram and Twitter, Guy put it on Facebook, area rep sent it out. So thank you to everybody for one, supporting this and being here today, and two, just really, your voices as we go forward too. So the idea is to share, the idea is to get ideas, the idea is to think about how can we help and support each other as we move forward. We recognize not all the ideas are gonna work building to building. Cultures are different, spaces are different, people are different. You know what works best in your building. So if you can take an idea, morph it, think about it, it'd be great. Some of these ideas may not be new to you. Some of these you're like, yeah, we do that, or no, we can't, or how can we do that? And whatever we can do to support you as we go through. Guy is gonna be monitoring the chat. So if there's questions and things, he will interrupt me and we'll go from there. Because when you're sharing your screen, it turns out you can't see the chat. So I'm not really sure about that particular piece. So Guy, you have permission to interrupt me. I know that's a challenge for you because it's not something that comes naturally to you with your kindness, but feel free. Okay, I think that's everything as far as that goes. So first thing we're gonna do, well, now I'll move this over here, see. This is going to work out great. So these are the three things we're really going to talk about. We're going to talk about how we can recognize and honor our students who are leaving our schools. That's seniors, that's eighth graders, that's ninth graders, maybe it's fifth or sixth graders, but what can we do to really honor them as they are transitioning out of our buildings and into that next level? A lot of us, once we got past, well, my understanding is in talking to people, as we got past the grief part and the sadness part and the anger part and all those feels that Mr. Roger wants us to have, it became about what can we do? And then everybody became about action items and where do we go next? And that's what I was talking about a little bit earlier, where now all of a sudden everybody kind of wants to be on the activities island because that's a tangible thing to do. Of, I can do this. I can do a parade. I can do yard signs. And that focus is really heavy in May, but what are we going to do in June in those 2 weeks where we would be really focusing on celebrating our seniors or our eighth and ninth graders too? So we'll talk about that to start with. Then we'll talk about commencement ideas. The idea with that guy is going to handle that piece, but the idea of what are we doing for commencement? Are we hiring places? Are we not? What are we doing virtually? What does it look like? And just maybe just really talking that out. Maybe it's just let's validate what it is we're doing. And then the last thing is, how are we connecting our communities? Because it's not just about the students leaving and it's not just about commencement this time of year, but how are we connecting people? What are we doing? What are our students doing? What are we doing for our staff? For many of us, taking care of our staff falls on us. So then what are we doing for each other? And then what are we doing for our schools? Okay, does that sound good? Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll go from there. So one of the thoughts is, I thought I'd just kind of begin with some ideas that I've heard and seen, and then I would open it up for an idea share. And some of these are from the NOD conference. Some of these have been on Facebook. Some of these have been what my friends are doing. I think it's important really to remember that we need to do what's best for the cultures in our schools. So while some schools might be able to do yard signs, others might not. So it's just kind of thinking about that.
Can we advance the slide?
What?
Can you advance the slide?
To the list?
Well, just, we didn't go to the second slide when you were sharing that.
It didn't go to the focus?
No, we're still on the first slide. Well, no, that's you.
Well, thank you. okay, see? Share screen, something new. I thought I did though. That's
interesting. I think you have to enable your editing to allow you to access your document.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're in protected view right now.
Okay, we're still working. Thank you everyone. Technology is our friend. There, is that it now?
That's the second.
That's the second one. So everybody can see it now. Okay. Thanks, team. So those are the three things we're going to talk about. Sorry. And then these are ideas that are kind of floating out there. Thanks for that, everyone. So we just did yard signs in our building. I partnered with PTSA, quick turnaround. I know a company in Seattle. They were pretty cheap. And then we handed them out to students. Postcards, thoughtful notes from teachers and staff. We're separating the senior class names, and teachers are on a Google Doc signing up for 3 to 5 students to mail a handwritten note to. I think that could be done at either level, but just something to say we wish you luck with your next year. We've seen schools doing parades. There's districts adopting seniors or an eighth grader, student spotlight, so on and so forth. So this is where I'm going to open it up, because I think idea shares can be really powerful for us as a group. How that works on Zoom, I don't know, because I've only done it with students and they sometimes don't want to talk. So I'm just going to let you guys, here it is. What do we want to do? What do we want to talk about? What are we doing?
My yearbook teacher just about an hour ago sent out a thing. She's asking seniors to still dress up this weekend and have a nice dinner with their family and take pictures and video of everything like they're going to do prom. And then have them submit them to her. And then she's going to compile a slideshow video kind of thing for the prom that we didn't have, but, you know, kind of thing, theme. So that was kind of cool. She just sent that out an hour ago to me.
Hey, this is Angela Ford at West Seattle High School. We are doing our cap and gown distribution because we actually haven't done that yet. But we're turning that into an event. So we're going to have staff gauntlet all 6 feet apart, but like, welcome, we miss you, just kind of so we can, they can see each other's faces. We're using it. We're going to set up stations and we're going to use it like a counselor check-in for all those students that we know will show up for a social event, but maybe haven't been showing up to our online classes and things like that. Our teen health center is going to be there for a station to check in with any resources that we can connect them with, then actual cap and gown. But we're asking our seniors to, since we have a tradition where they get to decorate their actual caps, we're going to have them decorate their cars and their car windows, try to get a photo then that hopefully we'll be able to use in our virtual graduation. So that's what we're doing.
Cool.
Yeah, Battleground High School, Battleground, Washington, we're doing something similar. I just heard about this, that the kids are going to be decorating the cars instead of the hats, and that the school board wants to still hand out the diploma covers, and so there's going to be a drive-through to pick up the diploma covers, and apparently there's going to be two life-size cardboard characters of the superintendent and the principal, I believe, so that the kids could hop out of their car, stand with the cardboard, get a picture, and then get back in. So we'll see how that goes.
I like that idea of the cardboard cutout, because then you can keep it for years. That's pretty entertaining.
I know. I thought that would be super funny just to even watch.
We should get one of Ron Thiele.
Yeah.
We're doing our cap and gown distribution tomorrow, and it's all completely drive through, so the kids won't be getting out of their cars. But then we are going to be recording a virtual graduation where the kids have a set time that they come to the school, and they'll get their diploma covers then, and they'll record the superintendent giving her speech and all of the kids that. President and the valedictorian giving their speeches, and then they'll put it all together, and on graduation day they will post it to YouTube, and hoping that all the kids will be in their caps and gowns, and when the ASB president says turn your tassels, hoping all the kids in their living rooms will turn their tassels at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Are there any middle
Terry Corwin?
Go ahead, Terry.
Sorry. Are you sure? Okay, we I'm at Glacier Peak High School. Last Friday, we did our senior mother tea virtually, and our junior class officers prepared a 30-minute YouTube video with games and entertainment from members of our choir and theater singing, and one of our staff members was the keynote speaker. It was wonderful. Families got together through Zoom to celebrate that with their seniors. We're currently planning our senior farewell assembly. Students are submitting their pictures for the slideshow. They've selected both their student speakers and staff speakers. And we are currently in our staff appreciation week. And to change things up, Monday the kids did letters and notes that we compiled into a document. Yesterday we did a quarantine cookbook where all of my students submitted a recipe. Staff absolutely loved it. Tomorrow is a photo thank you message, and then Friday is a video that the kids put together a script for. So we're really excited about continuing the activities we would normally do at this time. We did cap and gown distribution a week ago, and it was wonderful, very similar to what all of you are sharing. We're just proceeding as normal as best as we can.
Yeah.
We're going to do in Sunnyside a coin ceremony that we normally do. And this time we're combining it with their awards and honor cords. And so they'll drive through and get those. And then the next morning we're doing a senior sunrise. And so we have a brand new big parking lot, and the kids are going to park in there. And as they drive in, they'll get breakfast, cinnamon roll and juice, and then they'll have their cords and they can watch the sunrise together and then go home. And then we're planning on still doing our moving up assembly. We did our link crew training last week and through Zoom, and it was really well attended. And so we're working right now on getting a license. My assistant principal wants to bring in 2,500 kids. And so we'll have all the like 9 through 12, and then we'll bring in, at the time that we normally do, we'll bring in the incoming ninth graders and do everything through either pre-recorded videos or live. So it should be pretty exciting.
That's super intriguing to me.
Yeah, he's intense. Intriguing. We've done a virtual pep assembly so far. We're doing our virtual Mr. SHS next week, our link crew. And so everything that we normally do, he's planning on doing. And he's become quite the Zoom master lately.
That's cool. All these are great ideas.
So I'm in small town Eastern Washington right now. And one thing that College Place School District did for all their seniors was they hired a company to do, you know, those streetlight banners. One side has class of 2020. The other side has a picture of their senior photo that's printed on there with their name. And it's probably cheaper for a smaller school district, but it's very powerful when you drive through that one section of Walla Walla, just seeing all the seniors and their faces.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't at Spokane where there was a teacher or advisor who put all the kids' pictures on the football field? Didn't I see something like that, and it was Spokane?
I think so.
Yeah. I think so.
Christina, you're being asked to talk about your virtual pep assembly some more and what that looks like.
Well, they because it's the spring assembly, our assistant principal had all the spring coaches record something about their team, and you know, because they were able to be able to have practice for quite a while before this happened. So they all did a presentation. The cheerleaders were able to come and they did cheer. So they recorded the cheerleaders. And they were almost 100% in sync when they timed it all.
And hey, then, Lala, come down here for a sec, would you?
He would lead us in cheers. And then he did the big grizzly shout out. And so those of us that were watching could shout back at him. I mean, it wasn't very long. What we've tried to do is to keep our videos very short, because that way we don't have to run them through the internet as much, and so the kids that just have cell phone access can actually watch them. Otherwise, they'd have to be able to have internet at their home to be able to watch things through their computer. So like our Link Crew training, our May Day was like 30 minutes. Our Mr. SHS, we're breaking it down into 15 minute sections. A talent night, the hero night, the question and answer night. So I think our assembly was like 20 minutes or something, just to make sure that it's accessible for all the kids.
And was the platform through Zoom?
For the assembly, no. I think what he did was right after all of this started, we did a Spirit Week, and then it was attached to the Spirit Week. And so every day of Spirit Week, kids could email in their pictures of them being dressed up. And then we showed that video. And I think that very first one, I think was done through just Instagram video. And so there was a live part. He got permission to actually go into the gym. So he would do part and then it would switch to a video and then he would come back. So when it was the junior spirit stick time, and he's like, okay, juniors, and they had the cheerleaders all around the screen doing the grizzly spell out, and then they could just hit their reaction, and so you would see all these hearts and thumbs up and everything scrolling up the screen, and it was interesting because there were quite a few kids on because they could get, everybody could see it. And so there were quite a few sophomores. I think the sophomores won, I think, just because they had the most emojis going up, you know, when it was their spirit stick turn. But there was a lot of back and forth between live and pre-recorded. So all the pre-recorded stuff was in order. So all they would do is he would introduce and then hit play, and then that part would pop up.
Cool.
Yeah, I could give you his Instagram account. He's trying to hit 1,000 followers. So if you watch it, then you have to follow him also. But it's all there, all the assemblies and the dress up days and everything.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Becky's point to the needing the bigger Zoom is definitely something going through your IT and getting a license and things like that.
That's yeah. Important. Yeah.
Any middle school folks, any middle level folks that want to talk about maybe what they're doing a little bit? Because we've heard a lot from high school. I'd love to hear some middle level stuff.
I don't know if I'm the only middle level on here. I can speak to that. There's a few. Okay. We're a couple of things. We've done two virtual like spirit weeks that we've done. It's a little harder with the middle school kids because they're not all on, you know, sixth graders aren't all on social media. But we've been able to put them into little short kind of videos. We did our last Spirit Week was super well attended. And when I say that, we actually had kids dressing up in their Google Meets and their Google Classrooms, and we counted out how many kids were in their dress up days. And we actually made it into like we did superhero versus supervillain. Like every day was a dual day, so we'd get lots of dress up. One day, pajama day was the most attended. You can assume why, right? As far as that, it was really fun because they knew that their prize, whatever class won the dress up for the week, got to pick which principal that we would surprise, super soak them, that we live streamed them on Instagram and soaked them with our dean of students with a super soaker, 6 feet away, of course, right? And then we're able to get on and watch that happen, and we videoed it and let them see it again, and posted it on, they all have Google Classrooms, grade level, so we were able to then post it on there so kids could see it. We've done that. As far as our eighth graders, because of the idea that not everyone has the same kind of social media platform, we are creating our, like a three-part, I guess we're calling it a three-part graduation ceremony. One would be for our athletes, one would be for our scholars, and one would be for everyone so that they don't have to sit and watch a two-hour long video, which they're not gonna do. And we're using WeVideo as the platform to create it. So teachers are pre-recording themselves, giving it out. to the kids, and they're gonna, we're putting it all and splicing it all into that and then making a video on WeVideo. And WeVideo is so easy to use and kind of whatever, but that's kind of where we've hit with them. I mean, a bunch of other little things, and we're actually able to, our district's letting us mail stuff out. They're not letting us do pickups, so we're mailing out the awards, we give medals out for the big awards and things like that. So those will go into big padded kind of envelopes and stuff. In addition, we did ask our eighth graders for pictures. So we are creating an eighth grade just movie for them. I think 200 and something kids. And I think as of now, last count, it was like we had 120 something. So it's not bad. We just did it as a Google form on their Google Classroom, and they literally just drop it in there. So we didn't have to collect, get emails, move it, everything else. It all moves right into the Google form. So that's been actually really helpful for us. So.
Cool.
So I'm at a Tewks Valley Middle School in Battleground, and our eighth grade celebration is going to be a bunch of, everyone's still going to do their speeches. They're going to videotape themselves doing their speeches. They'll create a WeVideo that'll get sent out to the families of the eighth graders, or probably posted on their Google Classroom too. And then they will have the opportunity between 10 and 12 that day to come through and do a drive-by to wave to all of the staff members that are there and pick up their certificates, I think, if they have certificates, I'm not sure, but yeah, that's what we're doing.
So I'm Maywood Middle School, Andrea. I don't plan the eighth grade promotion, but I'm part of the eighth grade team, and what they're planning on doing is usually the advisory class, they collect baby photos of the eighth graders that go with their eighth grade photo, but since we can't do that right now, they're doing the sixth grade photo next to their eighth grade photo to see the puberty change, I guess. And then they're doing the full scale promotion ceremony, but virtually, and posted on YouTube. So the speeches are gonna be through Zoom and or Flipgrid and something like that. And so we're trying to keep things as normal as possible, but away from each other.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of us are doing a lot of awesome things that are allowing us to provide as much normalcy as we can with the slideshows and pictures and things like that. As you were saying that with the sixth to eighth grade, I like that transition piece. We do baby picture to senior picture with our seniors, and it's like, well, how can we get staff to do that? Because it would be kind of fun to see staff submit a baby picture and something like that too. So I think one of the things we're going to transition into, because a lot of us are starting to talk about what that commencement piece looks like, because we're doing the recognition, we're deep in it. Like, we're doing a virtual month of Spirit Days, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. What can you do from home? The kids are being creative, putting it on Instagram. But what comes next in June for a lot of us? And so Guy's going to talk about commencement and what people are doing and ideas, and maybe we could talk a little bit, because some of us are holding virtual graduations as far as we're in charge of them, and some of it's being done at the district level, and we're kind of all over the place. So maybe we could share some ideas about what commencements looks like. So Guy's going to take that part.
Is it me now?
It was me throwing you the baton.
Okay. So for those of you who remember, I shared that I teach virtual children, and that's what I've been doing this last year before everybody else joined the party. That's what I've been doing. And with a virtual high school, we actually had a real life physical graduation, and we had real life physical prom, and we had all those things, even though we were a virtual high school. And this year, we're obviously not having those things. And we have contracted with a company that's making our commencement. And the thing that I don't know, because I just found out about it on yesterday, and the principal didn't share with me who the company is. But I've got resources. I'm going to share those with you. From like four different companies that are actually doing commencements, and some of them that have been doing them virtually for a long time. And then there's people who who are just doing things because it's like, hey, there's somebody in our technology department who works with video and they can make that happen. Or you have been volunteered because you know something about editing. And it's like, hey, guess what? You get to do this now. So there's a large spectrum of where we are in the process and what's being done. I had some links I was going to put into the chat. The high school, because this is also a thing with middle schools and junior highs and even elementary schools, when you're looking at what you do to have like a promotion ceremony or whatever that is, we're all of a sudden in this world where it's not going to work. So what's the process? And high schools have the benefit, for the most part, of having some company that they work with for their graduations, whether that's Jostens or Herf Jones or somebody like that. So these first two links I put out there are actually from Jostens and Herf Jones, where they're doing virtual graduations. And if you're at a high school and you have that relationship with one of those companies, they may be doing this for you already. If you don't, especially at the middle school levels, if you don't, you know, because I taught in the middle school for 16 years, and when I go to the conference and people go, oh, it's the Jostens people, it's like, I don't even know who those people are because I don't deal with them. But if your high school deals with like Jostens and you're in middle school, they may be able to hook you up with that. So it's something you want to perhaps check into. Who does that at the high school? Let's see, I've got two more. That one is marching order. And then this last one is stage clip. So the first two are obviously people who work with schools because they do graduation, full service graduation stuff. These last two are, they primarily do video stuff. So this marching order and stage clip, it's what they do. And they do it for colleges and high schools. And they basically have done these things like when you go to a graduation and they only have seating for like 3,000 people and there's 10,000 people that show up and they have like the video stuff in other rooms and stuff like that. So these companies have been doing it for a while, and now they have a greater need to do those things since we're in a virtual world. So those are the four that I was going to share with you. If people know who's doing their stuff, and you want to jump in and share, because if you're somebody who's like going, I don't even know, and it's normally that something I'm involved with, and or somebody has said, hey, you do activities, what are we doing for commencement? And you're like, I don't know. this would be a good time to like hear what other people are doing. So I'm going to step back and let people share with what's going on in your school, or what you know is going on in your school as far as commencement.
Well, in Sunnyside, I just found out yesterday, we have, we're gonna do kind of a drive-through. We've got a huge parking lot where we're gonna stage all of the kids and their families and their cars. And then we have a long piece. It's kind of a long road that connects our high school, middle school, and one of our elementaries. And along the long part is where we'll have the teachers park in their cars and we can make signs and stuff. We've got a local church that has big, huge black drapes, and we'll put a small stage out there with admin and masks and gloves. And the cars will come up and we'll have giant screens so the teachers can watch the proceedings. And the people that are in the parking staging area waiting will be able to see everything. We'll have all the commencement speakers. the faculty speaker, all that stuff. And then the car will drive up, the kid jumps out, goes across the stage, shakes hands, gets their diploma cover, they snap a picture off the stage in the car, and they drive away. And then Saturday, we have a lady from the community who is putting together a big parade, and so the kids will all meet, and the school doesn't have to worry about planning it, and the kids will just do a parade down the middle of the town. So that's what we're doing.
At Richland High School, they're filming a video ahead of time that will be aired on our normal graduation time. And it will consist of General James Mattis doing a speech and recognizing all the seniors going into the military. And then like the senior class officer speeches, the senior choir, valedictorian speeches, and then like the principal. But what we're doing on May 27th, so kids are picking up their cap and gowns on May 26th. And on May 27th, we're having them come to the school in their caps and gowns to get a picture. So on the virtual graduation day, we'll have a picture of everyone in their caps and gowns. And we're kind of surprising them. At Richland, you do like a clap in and a clap out. So when they're freshmen, they walk through all the teachers and get clapped for. And then all their teachers, when they come for their graduation picture, we're going to be like lined up 6 feet apart from each other, but they're going to be like walking through us, because a lot of seniors have said that they're sad about not getting the like clap out of the gym. So we're setting that up. Yeah.
I'll go next. Matt Cook at La Center here. And we're gambling. We're going to go August 1st for an actual graduation. We're going to put the kids in the stadium instead of in the field. And we're going to mark off the field for the parents to only allow three other people to be in their little square. And we're going to hope graduation can go on August 1st. Otherwise, we won't have one. But we did a Google survey, and that's what the kids really wanted. So we let their voice be heard. And real quick, sorry, but I want to say hi to Christy. I haven't seen her since I was in high school, probably, up there in North Creek.
I like that. That was good. I like that. Yeah, our district is, we are putting together all the information, and our district IT guy is putting the videos together, and we're going to put them on YouTube. So all three high schools get to create what their own flavor is, but then we've got our district IT person compiling it all, I guess you could say. So the vision of the graduation is still the same. We'll still do the musical and all those different pieces just remotely. And then we've got somebody. So if you haven't talked to your IT people, you might have somebody downtown at your district who's willing to compile it all together, so you don't have to have a company. An idea.
Can I ask a question? For those of you who, I think, Christina, you may have mentioned this, the car piece, being in the car. Mm-hmm. We suggested here in Snohomish a basic like drive-in theater concept with the large movie theater screens, having all the speakers and the pictures of the seniors, the main components of a normal graduation to be filmed in advance and then displayed in a kind of drive-in theater format. We have Harvey Field, where the owners there have offered that space. But we got pushback. We basically were told no because of access to honey buckets and the ability to sanitize and disinfect and the guarantee that people will stay in their cars and things of that nature. And I'm just wondering how all of you who are doing this similar kind of drive-through concept are able to do that within the governor's orders, and your school board has approved that. If you can just share a little bit about that, I'd love to know how you got that kind of passed through.
Terry, I in the Peninsula School District, we actually, the Gig Harbor Airport donated the whole space, and so we're the runway is already like that, and ours has already been approved. I'll get all the stuff and send it to you.
I called SeaTac after Nod and they said no, but I called them. I was like, "Hey, can we use one of your runways?" And they thought I was kidding. And then they transferred me to somebody else. And I was like, "No, I'm not kidding. I'll keep calling back." But then I finally got official no from SeaTac. So if somebody else can get SeaTac, good luck. I hope you can.
What about Boeing in downtown Renton?
Good question. I might make some phone calls tomorrow.
Do, because we also have the Kitsap Airport, and both of them were willing to.
Kitsap,
and there's one in Auburn as well. You know my attitude. You ask, and then you ask forgiveness, and then.
Yeah, and there's drive-ins, and people have talked about using some drive-in theaters and stuff, but I think Terry's point about the sanity part of it and the keeping things clean, I know that that's why they haven't allowed us to do things on our campus too, because they just don't trust that people are going to follow the social distancing and we have to keep people safe. So I would love to know what others are doing too.
I will have to talk to my assistant principal. He's the one that told me about the plan yesterday, and it's the plan that the superintendent came up with. So I know we do have a lot of security all the time at graduation. And so they're going to be employing the security people throughout like that route in the parking lot and throughout the staging area. But yeah, if somebody has to go to the bathroom, they have to go. So that's a good question. I'll have to find out.
We're a K through 8 school in Spokane Valley. And we discuss some of these same ideas about saying goodbye to our eighth graders. We have kids for 9 years, so it's a big deal to say goodbye to them. And what we came up with, I don't know, I would love some additions to where we are. It is a drive through. The kids, one at a time, get to come up to the sign that has their name on it, that's on the outside of the school. They take a photo, like a professional photo with their name on the sign, and then they get back in their car. And then I don't know where the parents go after that. Are they waiting before that? We don't have an official graduation that we usually do. Usually they go on a camp out that they don't get to do, and then they go to Silverwood and they don't do that either. Even though Silverwood is open, which is weird. So I'm not really sure how we keep this like a celebration of them, other than their parents get to drive through and take a picture. So I'm definitely curious if anybody's doing something kind of similar.
Well, could you take those photos and put them into a video and put them on YouTube so that everybody could see them, and you could add baby pictures in and highlights from the school year too?
Definitely. We do a slideshow, and then we do their progression from kindergarten through eighth grade if they've been with us. That's like part of our traditional pieces. We've had a hard time getting a hold of the photo company that we usually get all the digital files from, because I guess they're shut down too. But those are some of the aspects, but just that moment, that day when they come and do the drive through, I don't know.
With the drive through thing, ours, this, we did caps and technically happened. We were in an alphabetical rotation. We have almost 500 graduates, so it's a 3-hour process with parts of the alphabet. But we had originally set it up because they had to have a stop based on all the safety rules, a stop where a secretary, masked and gloved, asked for their name, and the kids actually printed it on a sign on their windows so they could roll up. We see the name. So they would radio the name ahead to our Herf Jones rep to pull their cap and gown, so that way they just had to come up, get their stuff, safe transfer, move on. To help with it, our principal got on a microphone and started, he got the name radioed, then he would say it on the microphone so the reps could hear it. He started using just sort of this like radio announcer kind of voice, and then all of a sudden it sounded like a graduation roll call, which then got really cool because on the second half was where all of our staff was lined up. And so it actually was like the car would stop, just like they do on the stage at graduation. The principal would say their name, and then the car rolled up, they'd get their stuff, and then they'd roll by all the staff to cheer for them and wave at them and stuff like that. So I don't know how big of a parking lot or school you have, but like we got thinking about it that we could have planned better and actually got them in a better alphabetical row to kind of have like invite your family to be in your car, so one car load per kid, and at least get that feel of having your name called and to go past your staff and your school. So
Those little details are perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Megan, did you guys have honey buckets?
They didn't get out of their cars, so they didn't need a honey bucket because they just rolled through, got their stuff, and they were only there for maybe about 10 minutes. And then staff, we did not get honey buckets. It was very strike-like feeling for those of you that were around 2 years ago.
Yeah, Battleground did that with the cap and gown disbursement. And I don't even think it was a consideration. It's basically, everybody was told they just were not supposed to get out of their car. And there were a bunch of teachers there with signs that were, you know, 6 feet apart along the route and cheering them on. And they would roll up and give their name, and somebody would get their stuff and hand it to them, and they would roll out. So.
In the chat, someone just asked about how'd you get around the 10 or more. I think some people are looking the other way because they're trying to do this for the seniors, and the staff are making their own choices to come. It's not mandatory. It's something that they can choose to do. And some people are doing it off campus and not on campus and so on and so forth. So I know that it's going to be different from district to district, and that can be frustrating. And at the same time, I think for some admins kind of looking the other way going, well, especially because it can be really strong PR for a district. Now all of a sudden superintendents are like, well, what are you doing for a parade? Because I saw that in Shoreline, they did this, and why aren't we doing this? So now we're starting to see that perspective too. So I think we can kind of push a little, not that I am encouraging breaking of the rules. However, I think we can still be smart about it, especially kids are not getting out of cars, and adults can still respect and wear their masks and do what they need to do. So
I can speak because first time I've been with the group, and I'm part of the planning team. Normally our middle school promotion involves an English language arts assignment where they do promotion speeches, they give them in classes, they're voted on, and then at the actual ceremony, they give those. We're not able to do that. We're on top of Queen Anne Hill in Seattle. We're taking the health directives pretty seriously. I have students that were out with pneumonia in January and February, and now I know I have relatives that had COVID probably back in December in other parts of the nation. So the district is being very strict on that, which I think is probably wise for us, given that the people that were first identified was COVID positive are from our neighborhood through the Gates Foundation flu study when they went against CDC orders and tested it. So it's hard. And I think our students are really grieving that. We've been allowed into campus to do packets and those pieces, but basically what it's come for commencement and what it means is the life lesson is about what sacrifice is. In terms of public health, I guess, and I don't know how we'll couch that. We'll do something where we still have the speeches, and it'll be a video, but there may be something else that helps them to reframe that in terms of the sacrifice. Still getting recognition, but that it's not necessarily just about them. It's a call to service to the community and unity together, because we can't afford a second wave that's huge. So social distancing is huge. We also have issues with equity. So we've given out over 75 computers to students who didn't have access. We had a parent push for yard signs, and that was a challenging discussion about our values as a community, because we have a lot of kids who are homeless and kids who live in apartments who actually down the street, the other kid lives in a $2.5 million mansion. So how do you do equity? And it's kind of taking us to search our soul. We'll do something. It will be valued based on inclusion, recognition, gratitude, and acknowledging the sacrifice that it's not the same that it's always been. It's thank tough.
You. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. It's a good segue into maybe in our last 10 minutes talking about what it is we're doing for our communities. How are we connecting? What are some of the things? We're doing some events virtually, so on and so forth. But is there anything else that we're doing that's unique, different, that some of us could bounce some ideas on? Like Terry talking about a prom option. Many of us have had our proms canceled or are maybe still holding on to it. We know that grad nights with the company folding and going bankrupt, people might not see that, we don't know. So what are some things that we're doing? Because sometimes that falls on our shoulders, just to connect staff and to connect our communities. I'd love to hear some ideas on that.
Yeah, so I got whoops.
Go ahead, Kimberly. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Our junior high, I'm a junior high in Puyallup, and we met with our officers trying to brainstorm some ideas. And one of the things they came up with was, we have also a leadership group called our Power Team, and there's about 38 kids in that. And I think next week we're gonna challenge each of them, so 38 kids, to write three notes and ding dong dash a neighborhood friend or another kid. So they'd quick leave the note on the door, run away, don't stay and visit. And so then hopefully then that gets out to 3 times 38. So we're over 100 people. And then the challenge will be to have those kids then follow that suit safely, following protocol and reaching out to their community. Cause one of the girls, somebody already has done that. She got a little note on her door. And then I went to a conference this morning, probably some other people that are in this group did too. It was the Work to Be Well virtual mental health conference. And I'll write in the chat, the website. They had a whole bunch of ideas. They ran their conference. It was supposed to be in Newburgh, Oregon. They ran it just virtually. And they had a section where the adults talked, but then they had this one section where kids from Texas, Utah, Oregon, Washington, I can't even remember all the different states, and kid-based things like a blog to what one of them I wrote down was what was it called? The Young People Against Corona. They have their own blog site and these kids where kids can just go vent about, hey, I'm frustrated because this is wrecking my school year. So I'll put that website up. There's some really neat community access pieces, but I just heard about it today. So I only know what I heard in about 30 seconds, or not 30 seconds, 2.5 hours, but haven't had time to process that. So I'll put that in the chat.
So at La Center, it helps being in a small district, but our elementary and middle school students are going to do a lesson right about the first week of June about what graduation means and all that stuff. And then we're going to have a parade on June 12th with our seniors. And the part of the lesson is an art lesson. They're going to decorate their front yard or maybe sidewalk chalk. So that way it incorporates the whole K-12 in our small community as we do the parade.
Is there anything else? I feel like I'm teaching my students right now. Anyone? Anyone there? Anyone engaged? Remember, you have to be engaged to get the credit for the class. How's everybody else then? If people are putting some awesome things in chat, how are people doing? Maybe we'll just end with that. How are folks doing? Anyone want to be courageous and share?
I do want to say I'm a little bummed after getting the email today from AWSP. The camps those of us who are on camp staff. But I found out about it yesterday, and that kind of was, that's always my summer pick me up to get me ready for the next year. So mm-hmm. I know I'm seeing lots of heads nod saying, yeah, that's, but it's the right call. There's, CISPIS is a magical place, and I don't know how we could social distance 275 delegates. So,
yeah. It's interesting, I think, going back to what Terry talked about, the sacrifices we have to make in order to be healthy and the things that we have to do to be creative so that we can still connect people. Like, how, so does this give us an opportunity with like Waka Wednesday? Do we start to do things virtually and start to shift it to where we can still connect with doing small things and the videos that we're doing and Flipgrid and things like that? And how can we utilize different pieces? It's making so many of us think outside the box. It's really interesting. I know for me, I spent probably 2 or 3 weeks grieving, just simply sitting in the grief of, I don't know what to do. And then I'm rudderless because I don't know how to teach this way. And I'm old and I don't want to learn something new. And everything from home is taking longer. And I got a kid who I have to figure out too. And so I think it's been a really interesting ride. And so I know for me tonight, just this right here and seeing people and going, okay, I'm not alone in this, and I'm doing this with people and we're figuring it out. And there's some amazing things coming up in the chat that we will put on the website. And we will do that. I think I've had some ideas presented about what are we doing for mental and emotional care, and what are we doing for how do we transition our officers? And I think that's the one we'll focus on next time, is what are we going to do? I do a lock-in that I stole from Charlie, which is an amazing opportunity. What does that look like? Is that now in October? Is that in January? Is that in 2022? I don't know. And how are we working with different things with that too? So,
hey Michelle, I have one thing. I think it's also important. One of the things that we've been working on at my school is making sure that we're doing a lot towards the emotional well-being of our students, but also our staff, right? Mm-hmm. And so we've been doing a lot of activities and stuff for our staff. And just try to do some of the fun and engaging things that we no longer have access to that we might have done in our building. So we're still doing like our daily video news program, and the students who are in that club are filming from home and then they mash it together and stuff. But then the staff are doing like tournaments of like my first round of the tournament was me against somebody else who has the most inside house plants. And then you have to like run, and it has to be less than a certain amount of time. And it's just trying to be fun and engaging, you know, at the middle school level, there's a lot of those components, but I think at the high school level too, the students miss the component of being able to have conversations with their teachers that are non-academic. Mm-hmm. And so remembering that a lot of our job is the social emotional part, and the activities are just a way we do those things. And so we also need to like remember that we need those things too. Mm-hmm. And so doing some of those activities for us is important too.
I agree 100%.
You know, Michelle, I didn't say anything earlier about like the community involvement, because it's actually through my union, which is, so it's not leadership, but it reminded me of something that was also happening on campus. So our local union, because we had like strike funds or crisis funds, you know, we had the latitude in our language to use that. And so we did two big donations to our local food bank and to the FCRC, the Family Resource Centers, because, you know, we were just realizing like that's a huge problem for a lot of people right now, just even feeding themselves. And then, you know, just thinking about that, it reminded me that our high school food bank a food closet, one of our classified staff who runs that took the birthday list from my leadership class, and she started putting together food packages so that all the kids who were having their birthdays during the shutdown time were getting, maybe she was still getting donations like of cookies and cupcakes and things that she can't normally give out during school, but then giving those to kids on their birthdays. So that was just a couple of things that for community outreach.
Very cool. Hey, before we sign off, Rebecca, you want to talk about your trivia? You're getting some feed on that chat. Maybe that's one last thing we can end on. And if people need to go, obviously we want to honor the time. I'll stay on for probably an extra 10 minutes just so that people can connect if they need to. But if people need to go, you should. Obviously we want to respect where you are, but I'd love to hear about that trivia as one last thing we talk about.
Okay, hi everybody, I'm Becky Latham. The trivia, I use Cahoots, and honestly, it's just the easiest to not recreate the wheel, different themes each week. And I the first time I had to walk them through things, and then I actually have another staff member that comes on and I make her the co-host and she runs the chat. And I think that's the most helpful piece because, you know, you can't, like Michelle, you can't see the chat when you're running it or sharing the screen. And so I kind of am just like the MC, and I read the question even though it's on the screen, because they're either using a split screen or they usually log in with their phone if they have a phone. And it's just a running commentary of who's in the on the leaderboard. I actually don't mute them. Because they haven't needed it. And so it's just this ongoing chatter, really, of middle school kids just talking about nothing, you know.
Do you do it over Zoom? Do you share Kahoot on Zoom so people log in?
I get everybody in through the waiting room, make sure everybody's in, has another device. Then I start sharing my screen, and I've already got two Kahoots windows up and ready to go because we have time to do two, usually in an hour. And yeah, and so the pin comes up and they log in. And so I make sure, and then my co-host is making sure that everybody who was originally in the meeting, the Zoom meeting, has logged in. And then let's see. And then, so we do, sometimes I let them choose the themes for the next week. I have a sixth grader that volunteered to make these really obscure awards. They literally just get emailed a virtual certificate and I post it in, I create a Glacier Student Life page. And so all of this stuff runs through our Student Activities Google Classroom. And I just post who won afterwards. I post the link to the Zoom meeting first in the morning. And then I post the winners after. I mean, they don't care, but really about it, but about the award. Topics, Disney movies. This last week we did math terms. I got two questions right. And then general music trivia, I know, right? I did one last week on the history of Cinco de Mayo. We did a little bit of science questions based on Star Wars. That was another one. I found them all in Kahoot and Discover. And then we're making one on like our school trivia. So, yeah.
And it's open to anybody in the school until you fill up.
Yep. So it's open to anyone. The thing that's cool is there's some, you know, I would say it's non-traditional students that have become our regulars, you know, that this is a safe place for them to participate in something. So.
Well, thanks everybody for coming to our first ever Waka Wednesday. I think it was kind of fun to see everybody's faces. I liked it. So I'm going to keep doing it and we'll see who shows up. It may just be me talking to myself, and that's okay. I've done it before. If you have suggestions for topics in the future, because I think we'll probably see us run this continuously if it continues to have the success, I'd love to hear your ideas, your feedback. I'll stay on for another 5 or 10 minutes if people just want to connect. But I really appreciate you all. I think you're amazing people. You're amazing to work with. And thanks for spending an hour of your time today in the Waka world.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle.
I'm going to stay on, let's be honest. But I have a hard time. I feel like I'm always the last one to leave any Zoom meeting I host. Like whether it's a staff happy hour, which is like those go a long time sometimes because people don't want to hang up. But
Michelle, since we left early, is Waka in the same place next year?
Yes.
Okay.
Susie, are you still here? Do you want to talk about your theme for those who don't know?
Yeah, we're in the same place next year. In fact, I have my little save the date card right here. Save the date. It is, Kennewick. It is March 10th through 12th.
Yay! This
is the date, voyage of a lifetime. So we are on a voyage right now, for sure. So it's going to be interesting coming into the dock by next March, hopefully.
All right, perfect, all right, okay.
I think we had 60 people, so I think that's okay.
That was great, Michelle. That was awesome.
So good to see everybody.
I mean, I think what we'll do in 2 weeks, we'll do what transitioning and what that looks like in the fall, and maybe what are some ideas people have. I mean, I don't even know what that looks like, but maybe we just kind of open it up and see what people are thinking about, because I don't even know if school opens in the fall. And what does
that? I think there needs to be kind of two branches of that. Like, there's Camp Columbia. Don't even, I could cry.
we've had a moment of silence. Maybe we should have had a moment.
I know, gosh. people who ran their elections this spring and maybe have done a little bit of connection and team building. And then I know everybody in my district isn't running elections until the fall, so I don't know. But yes, I think looking forward at like how do you plan with these students from afar? How do we hit the ground running in the fall? That kind of thing. A conversation about that would be good.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that's a, do you think that's like middle level versus high school level, like breakout room type thing?
I don't know.
Like I love breakout rooms, but I love people.
So exactly. And I don't know how the breakout rooms, I think you need to kind of be able to pre-select those. And I don't know that we can do that because we don't totally know where everyone is from. You know, like even seeing names, I'm like, I can't remember if that person's middle level or high school. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, I think like if we just keep operating under the assumption, like we talked about before, about how like anybody can modify these plans for their grade level. I know that's how that's been kind of the walk of spirit. So, yeah.
Okay.
I think breakout rooms for middle level and high school would be a great idea. I wonder if maybe even Lana and Megan could go into those two rooms as our high school and middle school reps.
Mm-hmm. Is anyone that else enjoying
as a middle school person and
right now?
High school heavy?
Pixelated, so you sound like you're just so happy. And now you're frozen.
Now you're frozen.
Whoops, sorry.
Frozen, Michelle. Good job.
Matt, or Susie.
Guys, I just want to say I went to get a deep tissue massage today because I hold all my stress from everything in my neck. And my masseuse was one of my senior boy's parents, and the kid is not doing anything. So while I'm trying to relax and get a massage, she's talking about what her kid needs to do to graduate. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, your son is causing these knots in my neck. I'm like, what are the odds? Like, of all the masseuses in Tri-Cities, I get one of my seniors who doesn't do anything's parent.
That is not okay. Did you get your money back? No, I'm just kidding.
I should have got a discount.
She should have given you a discount.
Massages are one of those things that I think about, oh, when it opens up, that's going to happen. When the world opens up again, a massage is going to happen.
I know. I'm waiting for my massage therapist to say it's okay to come in.
I know, Susie was challenging to understand when she was communicating. Somebody asked about a staff speaker. I know a few people that are left here are not on the board, but and maybe missed it. But next year, our keynote speaker is Gary Brooks, who is totally like positive, fun energy, you know, all that kind of stuff. So at least then we'll get a good laugh in, if not sooner. So, I mean, I know we can't all bring him to our schools, but I'm excited about that next year and commiserating and laughing together.
Awesome. It might even be somebody that you can bring to your, get your soup to bring to your district, because Arlington had them last year and they said they spent 4 hours and went, where did that time go? And when you do the back to school teacher thing, you never want to spend 4 hours with any keynote speaker. Yeah.
That's a good point. It's a really good point.
Cool. All right. I'll see you guys later.
Bye, bud.
See you, Charlie. Bye, Charlie.
Good to see you.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll do transitioning next time. And I think Susie's point about breaking into middle school and high school, maybe not that one, but the following one, because then we can prep it and we'll have more time to prep it. Maybe there'll be a topic that lends itself more, but unless somebody thinks that the transitioning piece lends itself and then we have time to actually advertise the flip.
Yeah. There's breakout, different ways right to go. Like,
you can do the breakout live.
Yeah. Once you're set, you can pre-assign them.
Okay.
But you can also, once you're there, you know, you could say who's in middle school, they raise their hand, and whoever's the, just clicks them into breakout room one, which is middle school. The rest of you high school, if you're not sure with someone, you can ask them, hey, which one do you want to go to? And they just fly off the screen.
Okay.
You can also just send someone to a breakout room by themselves if you need to put someone in timeout. Just saying.
Megan's out.
Yeah, I think your point's a good one because they're the high school and the middle school rep, so that's not a bad idea if we go that route. And maybe that's
Lana is awesome at technology, so I'm sure she's like ready
to win it. It would just get sent. She doesn't even have to do anything. It would just
I know.
You'd be surprised how I can ruin things with technology. So, hey, one thing I want to ask about is when we get everybody back together and once some of the programs have been developed for AWSL about what we can do in the fall, maybe for schools individually, since we're not doing camps. That might be something to hit on once we know what's going to be happening too.
So I know that Greg is working on day camps.
Yeah.
And using WACA area reps possibly, or just WACA members in those areas that were on camps or staffs to actually run day camps. And he's hoping that he can take some of that into the fall. One of the things,
keep our name out there, keep our brand out there.
Yeah. One of the things he talked about is if they do a day camp, then they would have a discount to camp the following year, because you don't want to just do day camps, but there are going to be schools that you could do day camps with that would have never come to leadership camp, but might now send kids to camp or do some of those kinds of things. So
they're
working on those pieces right now.
Jamie, I want to look cool like you with my sunglasses on, but I don't have them here.
Well, you have to have sensitive eyes and then be outside.
Wait, I'm pretending like I'm cool now.
You are cool.
These blue computer glass things.
Does anyone know? I don't think Erica, I'm not sure what school Erica's from. Probably it looks like high school level, but we haven't heard anything about the AWSL conference in the fall, right? So far, they just canceled camps. So I don't think
I'm Oak Harbor.
There's Oak Harbor. Okay.
Yeah. Erica. So I know I'm like over an hour late, and I apologize. Ironically, senior activities and homeschool got in the way.
There you go. That's okay.
That's the grind these days.
You don't know anything about the fall conference yet.
I know you're hosting, but so I just thought maybe you all had heard something.
Not yet. Because
you're all a little bit closer.
I think he's waiting for what's going to happen governor-wise and where we're going to go. He's figuring that 50 people or more won't happen until sometime in August. If it happens then, it'll probably also depend. There's a lot of conversation that school may be exactly what it is right now for first quarter, or even maybe till Christmas, depending on what happens this summer
with everything opening. That was kind of our thought. Yeah, that was our thought too. And even, you know, what will districts be allowing to happen within their district and with their people too? Yeah. Because just in March at WACA, we saw the different reactions of districts. All within just a couple days of each other. So,
and Erica, I think we even saw that like on this Zoom conversation. I mean, hearing what different schools from different areas are able to pull off for graduation and senior activities versus others from like kind of like the ground zero of the state and stuff. So, I mean, I believe that was also part of what they were experiencing for middle level camps, was just that everybody was canceling. So regardless of whether camps were going to happen or not, schools were being forced to cancel by their buildings. And so I wouldn't be surprised if we saw the same thing in October. I don't know. But yeah, that's all speculation on my behalf.
Well, I think it's pretty logical. It seems like we're all on that same, on the same page with that. So I'm sorry that I'm late, and thank you for
I love that you came.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. I love my old Carver peeps.
Yeah.
I hate that my sweatshirt actually says probably late for something right now. Just so sad.
I love it.
Nice. Fashionably late. It's fine.
Fine. Okay, well, so if we do this breakout room thing, someone's going to tell me what I'm supposed to be doing, right? Okay. Yes. All right.
Because don't we
guys, thanks for having my back. Sorry I suck.
We got you. Because I think we'll meet on the 23rd and we'll make a decision between now and then and give people time to get set up. I think from what I can tell, people want to do this.
You had 75 because I went through and looked at all the pages, and I think you had about 75 people.
There's, if you look at participants, I think the most we saw was 60. So that's, if you count, like the third page will always have carryover from the second page unless you have enough participants. So, but 60 is awesome. Like, I think, I think that was really good. So,
for 2 days worth of advertising as fast as we turned it around, I think it turned out okay. So,
you can also pull a participant report out of the online Zoom, like on the website. And so then you can see who came exactly.
What was that?
you can pull a participant report out of the Zoom, like on the website, like not on your app.
We're going to get all kinds of lessons in this stuff, aren't we? Mm-hmm.
I know. I'm like, I'm just happy I remembered to record it. Crap, this was being recorded still. Dang it. I put up my middle finger. I'm going to get fired. I'm in trouble.
No, please.
It was deserved, Bradley.
You're lucky that it's on Michelle's personal, it's on Michelle's personal purchased Zoom. So yeah. I think you're safe. If it was her district, you might be in a little more trouble.